lot of work being a helpmeet. My Lord. There's so much going on. Well, I'm Yvette Benton. And I'm a helpmeet that's suitable. And it's still hard. My goodness. Whew. Yvette Benton of GeraldandYvette.com. Gerald and Yvette Ministries. And I appreciate you spending some time with me. It's helpmeet time. I haven't even had a chance to pour my sparkling juice. It's been a long day, but I'm preparing to sip. You know what I'm saying? I am trying so hard to get this together. So what y'all don't know is I had to move some things around in our room. I'm just going to be transparent. Move some things around in our room that we do the broadcasting, and I just didn't have a chance to get it all together right. So I had some of my mentees help me. And then I almost forgot my sip. So here is the tip. And I had to ask my mentee because I was running into some issues. And I was like, what we need to talk about? What do y'all want to know? Because I try to make sips and tips something that's helpful to you. Because being a helpmeet, ooh, Lord Jesus, as rewarding as it is, as important as it is, as much as God wants us to do it, when I tell you, it's not easy. So I was asking them, what did they want to know? And one of my mentees, she said, we need to stop telling God, but, and man, that hit good. We have got to stop saying, but we got to stop. We've got to stop telling God, but. So here's what we do. God says, forgive. And we say, but he. So how many of our excuses start with, but he, but I, either way, it doesn't make you suitable. Sip. Most of the things that start with, but between you and God, it's not very suitable. This is a good tip. So if we can eliminate, but we're going to be more suitable. Sip on that. Helpmeets. Woo! Wait, let me sip again. That strawberry daiquiri sparkling juice is hitting good today. One of my first messages when I became a pastor, I did a message, and the message was, get your butt out the way. Get your butt out the way. And it basically, I was basically saying, you know, once God says, I need you to do, and we say, but we negate. What we're trying to do is come up with a reason that's going to ask God or at least make God consider changing his word. It's changing his word. The word tells us, I am God and I change not. Sparkling juice. I am God and I change not. So therefore, our human nature says, But they, .. So when we are in helpmeet role, a lot of it really works on our flesh. A lot of it, because it's a lot of forgiveness. It's a whole lot of submission. Wait, that's time to sip right there, because the submission word kind of brings out a butt. So instead of the butt, sip your sparkling juice. Because God's not changing his mind or his word for you or me. Sip on that. So we got to get our butt out the way. Get it out the way. As soon as we move the butt, as soon as we're about to say not my will, but thy will be done. Not my will. But thy will be done. But thy will be done. I'm just saying. Not my will. But thy will be done. And it will help us get to suitable faster. So that's the declaration. I'm getting my butt out the way. And when we get our butt out the way, that means we put God at the forefront. We step out of the way, us and our butt. And we, yes. And then we let God lead. So if we get our butts out the way, then God is in the front and he leads. And he can show us how to forgive. And he can show us how to submit. Mm-mm-mm. When I tell you I'm Yvette Benton, I'm the co-author because my husband and I wrote our testimony, Bent But Not Broken. We wrote our testimony to show people we know what Satan was trying to do was break us. Mm-mm, but he couldn't do it. He bent us. Oh, but he did not break us. You know why? I got my butt out the way. I stopped making excuses because I knew exactly. Woo! I knew exactly what God was asking me to do. I knew exactly what his word told me to do. I even knew where the scriptures were that he was using when I was speaking to him during prayer. And I still gave him a butt. But he is on drugs. But he is it's talking to other women. But he's addicted to But he left. He left me with the kids and the bills. And God was like, get that butt out of the way and go get my son. Get that butt out of the way and love him unconditionally. Get that butt out the way and treat him like a king. Get that butt out the way. Get it out the way. If you get that butt out the way, I can lead you. I can teach you. I can settle you down. When I tell you what God did after I got my excuses out of his way, I got my excuses out of the way and all of a sudden, now God knew what was going to happen when I got my butt out of the way. I just didn't know. I just didn't know. You know, I was saying, oh, but none of my friends are doing that. But what are my friends going to think? But they keep calling me stupid. What was that? I'm playing God. Like that's what God was saying to me. Like, what was that? You said your friends. I'm talking about his soul. You talking about your friends. I'm talking about his salvation and you talking about how you look. Ouch. I know. Come on. So I had to get my butt out the way. So stop telling God, but dot. If we just get that out, when I tell you how fast things can change for you and me and your husband. I got closer to God when I got rid of the butt. When my butt got out the way, me and God got like this. Because excuses aren't cute to the Lord. He's not into excuses. That's our way. That's a flesh way. My flesh was like, but can I talk about this? Can we consider something? My Lord. So that's our declaration because we got to get ready for prayer. But our declaration is no more excuses. My butt is gone. Wait. I'm going to sip on that. That didn't come out right. What? God said you look more like me when you stop making the excuses. You sound more like me when you stop saying but. You're doing things that are closer to my son when the butt is out the way. I'm getting my butt out the way. Your butt's gone. No more excuses. When you get your butt out the way, all of a sudden, God can move. All of a sudden, God's got things he can do through you. Let me tell you, when you got the excuse going, God can't use you. So when our butt is in the way, God's gone. But when we get the butt out the way, God comes back. Ooh, sip. That's good. The butt is gone. That's your declaration. If you're going to be suitable and you're going to be submitted and you're going to do what God says do, you can't have a butt. You can't have one. Y'all know what I mean, right? You cannot have one. Mm-mm-mm. So you declare, come on, butts. I'm getting my butt out the way. I'm just going to ask God, what do I need to do? What do I need to do? I need to get it right. I need to do what I need to do. Because the excuses aren't cute. So I'm the author of Bent But Not Broken. And I'm the one who got her butt out the way. The butts are gone. You don't need one. I don't need one. And God surely doesn't need one. When he tells you what to do, yes, sir. No, but he. No, but they. No, but my kings. Not my will, but thy will be done. Yes. You like that? All right. So that's our commitment as helpmeets that are suitable. When we start to say, but, sip. Mm-hmm. Sip it or zip it, but no buts. Sip it or zip it, but no buts. Okay? Now we're suitable. Now we're suitable. We either zip it or we sip it. Okay. So I'm Yvette Benton of Gerald and Yvette Ministries, GeraldandYvette.com. And we just had our help meet sip and tip. Because those butts have been in the way. They're gone. I'm declaring your butt is gone. Your butt is gone. They're out of here. I love it. I love it. I love it. If you don't have your help meet book and workbook set, you probably have a lot of butts that are getting in the way. That'll help you. That'll help you. God said submit. God said forgive. God said love unconditionally. God said turn the other cheek. God said pray anyway. Sip. Mm-hmm. I declare I'm getting my butt out the way. You and me both. All right.
I'm Yvette Benton, your podcast host. We are submitted and strong. Don't let anyone tell you can't be both.